girls are on their way home, and my neighbor is going ham for the last hour with his cha-cha-cha music, okay? But I got something great to talk to you guys about. Just a little this, a little that. This idea that people are looking to find everything in someone. First of all, first and foremost, you won't. Second of all, you got to be fair, because you know that you got some annoying ways about you. How are you not expecting the person you're going to love to have some annoying ways about them? I think the key is, do y'all have annoying ways about each other that balance out each other? You know what I'm saying? Be fair about the shit. Number three, are you pleasant to be around all the time? Let me answer for you. You're not, okay? Some days you're an asshole. Some days you get up and you snap in because something's on your mind that you can't fix and it's out of your control. And so you're trying to micro-control everything else or dictate everything else or put that energy that you're feeling in your mind on somebody else. And that's not the way to go about it. So if you're not pleasant all the time, stop looking for someone to be pleasant for you all the time. Number four, can you give what you demand from people? And the answer is probably not. I feel like we live in a society now where what I lack, I have to have in someone else, because I'd be damned if I don't have it in someone else and someone else gets qualities in me when I need that thing. Like, it's ignorant. It's giving very much, let me lean on you because I'm tired and I don't want to do the work. Be the person you want to be around. Be what you're demanding. And if you can't be what you're demanding, stop having this expectation for it all the fucking time, because it's just not realistic. It's not. Number five, no one is supposed to love you like your parents. I think that's a big issue where people are looking for this love unconditionally, as if you came out of this person's dick or vagina. Be for real. No one's going to love you at the capacity of your parents, because the expectations your parents would have had in a partner, they're not looking for you to fulfill that. So don't expect that from everybody. Don't expect that from the person you're in love with, parents, to see you in that light, because you are not their child. So be serious. And if you're looking for someone to love you like your parents should have or didn't do, please seek therapy before you seek a relationship. Let's be for real. Number six, know what you really need, bare minimum. For instance, I know I need someone who values peace as much as I value my peace, because I don't do drama. I don't do people being able to pull up and access you whenever they want. I don't do someone needing to be around a lot of people in different energies to feel like they're doing something in their life, because that is not my steez. Okay. I know bare minimum, I need someone who is actively working at their goals, chipping away at that shit, okay? Has this idea of what they want their freedom future to look like, not 65 year older and now you can retire life to look like. Someone who wants a mundane every day doing the same shit, nothing spontaneous. I can't hang. You're not going to keep my attention. So why would I look for that in a person in a relationship? I'm not. Okay. I think there are people who want every day to be the same, and that's what they're comfortable in, and they need to find that person that values every day being the fucking same. But I am a very eclectic, spontaneous, I need to change around some shit right now so I can think on a different level type of person, and I know I need someone who's comfortable with that shit. That's bare minimum for me. I need somebody that is consistently working out, and if you can't consistently work out, you're eating clean, and you know you need to eat clean. Right? I don't mind someone that likes a little God's flower, You know what I'm saying? Every once and again, but to have to smoke it every day and five times a day and you act different if you can't, I don't want to deal with that shit. I've had exes that do that shit. I don't want to deal with that shit. I don't want to have to smell it everywhere you go. And let me tell you, people who smoke consistently, I don't give a fuck if you use papers or a tobacco leaf. Your breath needs to be on point when you're not smoking. Meaning, after you smoke, please brush your teeth. Have a mint mouthwash. Okay? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't want to smell greenery everywhere you go because that's what you partake in. Be mindful of that shit. Don't mind me. You can hear my washer and dryer going ham because that's what you do when you work from home and you have kids. You do laundry while you work. Duh. What I wanted to say is don't forget to click the link below and donate to the show. I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting me in my mouth. And you can also buy your own merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com to check out the shows, the books, the merch, the media spotlights, all of that. And you can always find me at shambipodden on all of your social media apps. Let's get back to the show because I got things to talk about. Don't sleep on me. All right, my sperm is in the house. I got 10 more minutes of my lunch. To add to number six, though, someone who doesn't eat like shit, because I'm in my mid-30s, which will mean my man piece has to be my age or older. And we already live half our lives. And if we're trying to live another 30-plus years, you have to be taking care of your body, and your body cannot digest the bullshit that's on shelves and in restaurants. We got to be eating clean. We got to be eating some boring shit, some shit that you really want to go to for real. But we got to be eating to live. You know what I'm saying? Having steaks and having all this salty, buttery, sweet shit all the time is not it. Especially if you're not consistently working out. So another thing I need at bare minimum is someone who respects their children being individuals. Meaning what I did growing up, I'm not pushing on my children what he did growing up, who he was, what sports he played, what his interests was as a kid. He's not pushing on his kids. And he's not making his kids feel less than because they don't want those things. I need somebody with that mindset because I don't want to have to continuously keep having a conversation about why the way that you're thinking about who your child is supposed to be is incorrect. I've had relationships with men who would randomly say, if my child grew up to be gay or a lesbian, I wouldn't talk to them or I would want nothing to do with them. Excuse me? And when you hear shit like that and they try to laugh that shit off, man or woman, note to self, if you can avoid having a child with this person, do not go further with this person. This person is not it. And I'm like that specifically because I want my children to be happy, healthy individuals. I do not dictate what their love life will be, who they love and how they love and how they want to be loved. And that is a part of it. You can't disown your child because they're not doing exactly what you want them to do. Now, would I support my child out here being a serial killer? Absolutely not. But let's not be so left with the thought. You know what I'm saying? Number seven, everything in one person is a lot of responsibility and pressure. And if you don't feel like it's a lot of responsibility and pressure, I need everyone in the world to act themselves. If you could decide if you wanted to wake up tomorrow and be a black man that didn't grow up in the best household or environment, living in a racist place like the United States, and endure not having what you need to be your best, raise your hand if you would like to continue your life as a Black man being targeted every day. And if your answer is no, because you have to take everything that comes with that pressure on a daily basis, whether you are smart, whether you are athletic, whether you just want to go to work, whether you are a father, whether you are single, like, it doesn't matter. If you, that's not what you would pick, yes? What? Take this off. No, you don't need to wear that shirt. It's cold, Aria. I'm wearing the house. No. Yeah. I said no. Close the door.
No. You say no back.
I'm calling your dad.
No.
Anya.
Oh my God.
Get your stuff and get out. Come on.
What's up, guys?
No. Come no. Oh. Get out. Get out. No. That's what it's like having kids. Mind you, I told them I was in here recording. The disrespect, all time high. Anyway,
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
That's just a lot of pressure on a person, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want anyone to feel less than because of what their race is, but I'm just saying, let's stop acting like that's not a lot of pressure to wake up and go to bed with every day. Living where we live. I live in the United States. I don't know what listener is living, where you're living, but that's what it's like to have darker skin in the United States. It's a lot of pressure. So when you think about relationships and putting this idea that you want one person to be your everything in the relationship, it's kind of insane to put that all that pressure on one person. Like, I had to learn in my 30s that when I fuck, I shouldn't expect to get the nut I want each time. And I was shocked and appalled that all these women that I knew were faking it for the men that they were with for the sake of their ego and their pride, just to make them feel like they did something. And I was like, what? Because I'm the type of girl that after a session, yeah, I would like to get a feedback on what that head was like. I would like to get a feedback on what the throwback was like for them. And I would like to get a feedback on if they're good or not. But I am also the girl that you do not want to ask, did you nut? Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just not going to say anything. I'm going to act like you didn't say anything. So don't ask me that shit unless you want to know. Because how my body works is not a flashlight. It's not, oh, okay, I got time, so make it happen, Captain. It's not that. And a lot of men want to deal with women in a way and have this great outcome without putting the time in or the work in for that to be created. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not into lying to a man for the sake of his ego. If there's something you need to know so you can be better, I'm going to tell you. And not every man wants to hear that shit. So that's a whole nother thing. But number 8, maturity that you can communicate in a healthy way matters to me. And if I'm looking for that in a person, I got to be able to do that also. Number 9, even the person you love and who loves you should have boundaries out of respect. And you should respect their boundaries regardless of you being there, whatever. Allow them to have that. Allow them to have that shit. And we also have to be honest when we expect one person to be our everything, that people have fears about relationships. And I feel like after you've been in enough of them to know yourself and another person and know your wants and the things that you don't want, you know, like, people can have fears of wasting their time. Me, people can have fears of being manipulated into thinking this person is here for the same reasons you are here. Me, people can have a fear that the disrespect would be at a level where I might feel like I have to make you come up missing. Me. You know what I'm saying? I am pro, you ain't gotta fuck with me. I am pro, let me know at any time where this is not working for you. And I am pro, you don't have to be here. I'm not going to search you up. I'm not going to hunt you down. I'm not going to blow up your phone 20 times to figure out where you were or if you're coming or what's going on. All the doors are open for you to leave the relationship physically, emotionally, and mentally. But you have to let me know what you want to do. I am not somebody that's going to sit there and linger and beg you to be who you need to be in order for us to continue this relationship. So when people ignore everything I just said, it pisses me off. Because when did I hold you captive to not feel like you can do this and freely let me know what's up? So a fear of wasting effort. For sure, me, you know, be easy on your demands with people and give them time when they've had certain experiences. When you get older, your threshold for what you would allow gets lower, and people are quick to make decisions because they've experienced enough bullshit to know a lot of things are not worth fighting to have when it comes with people not sure about what the fuck they want to do. Okay? Let me check my alarm for my lunch. Number 11. I believe it's unhealthy to rely and lean on your partner as if they don't get tired or have times where they feel lost or not their best. Okay? I think it's beautiful for a man to want to be the anchor for his family. But what's not beautiful is the family having a beautiful life while a man doesn't know where he can unpack his shit. All right? Number 12. Last thing I want is for any man to be with me and feel like the relationship is tilted in my favor, but not in their favor. Because when people are in a relationship where they feel like the shit is lopsided, they... She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. feel like they have to get something else on the outside of the relationship to help them feel like it's balanced. And one thing I'm not doing is I'm not sharing pain after the pain that I've experienced. If you are in hopes of having a plethora of energy on your dick, great! I would love that for you. But please don't include me as being a hop-on. Because I'm not trying to be a hop-on for that. I'm not trying to be one of them, okay? I think reassurance is expected in relationships, but it can be unhealthy if you always feel like you need reassurance that this person is here for you and about you. If you find that you constantly need reassurance, that tells you that that's an inside problem, okay? That's an inside job, which is also a great movie, by the way. But that's what that should tell you. And last but never least, 13. Do you speak my language? Okay. I don't want everything in one person, but I need for you to speak my language. I need you to speak my language emotionally on how you show up and can communicate that physically. On, you might not be six pack, and I ain't looking for a six pack man, but I am looking for you to be healthy because I'm not looking to be no widow while I want to build a life with you either. You know, I don't dictate when people come and go as far as the living, but try to be here with me, you know? Mentally, do you speak my language about being at peace? Financially, are you trying to put us in a hole financially before we go? Are you trying to make sure our children have the best futures even if we leave? Reflective wise, can you reflect? Okay. Can you be self-aware? Health wise, are you aware of how you feel? Are you not dodging your doctors? Okay. People threshold wise, are you trying to be around people every day of the week and be in the mix all the time? Or do you know when you need to step back? Can you take a break from your phone? Can you take a break from being in the mix? But other than that, hell no. I'm not looking for everything in one person, but I am looking for my equal. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening to me. Another damn episode of me and my shit. It's been real, but sis got to clock in. I didn't eat anything for lunch, but I sure gave y'all food. Okay? Love yourself. From Shan. Peace. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod, okay? She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, a.k.a. Chantal, okay? I'm not tall, I'm very short, 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently, and I have two Jamaican parents, so there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to shambipodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode.